Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is 8:22 and it's Friday, which means it's time to welcome to the studio Michael Kelly.
Good morning.
And John Hancock.
Hello, top of the morning.
How are you gentlemen today?
Good. Couldn't be better.
You both seem very chipper.
Yeah, we've had a week together.
We have had a week.
And I.
Yeah.
Lots of talking together at places. It's got to be hard for you to sit there and say that nonsense every time we talk in places.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, Trump. Well,
I'm telling the people. I'm telling the people what's about to happen.
Well, let's talk about Trump and many other things. Lots of things to get to. Yesterday, Liz Cheney was on stage with Kamala Harris in Wisconsin talking about how she is endorsing and voting for Kamala Harris. And, of course, her huge sticking point in breaking with Trump was the January 6th insurrection. And on top of that, Jack Smith has just released his January 6th refiling to show that this was not a presidential act, but a private act and should therefore be prosecuted. What are your thoughts about all of that, Michael?
Well, I'm not sure it's making much of a difference in terms of moving voters one side or the other. Of course, I find the criminal investigation compelling. It's obvious that Donald Trump did this stuff, and we'll now see if the Supreme Court will protect him again. As it relates to the Liz Cheney endorsement, it's kind of weird for me as a Democrat to be sitting there and being gratified by watching Liz Cheney do really anything. It kind of speaks to what's going on. Anybody who has worked with this man, who had formerly been with him in the past, is saying he's not fit for office. And I don't know how many smoke signals we're going to have to send out to maybe get people's attention, but hopefully it'll sink in eventually. And I think these repetitive announcements are helpful.
I don't think it's going to have much impact on the election, either of those incidents, Liz Cheney. And look, there are some Republicans, clearly, that will not vote for Donald Trump. Are there enough of them to sway the election? If you believe the polling, no. So whether Cheney's not going to bring anybody more to the plate for Kamala Harris than she already has. And, you know, the indictment business, I think, is a very serious legal matter. I do. But I, as a matter of political significance, I don't see it having much impact at all on the election. It's still a turnout election.
I want to ask about the VP debate the other day.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that J.D. Vance over and over and over again kept referring to Kamala Harris basically as if she's been president for the last 4 years. He was pinning every single thing that's happened in the White House on her. Let me ask both of you. Do you think that's a good strategy?
There's not a whole lot of other areas of contrast to draw. I mean, she does have a record, a very liberal record as a U.S. senator. And, you know, what struck me most about that debate, though, Scott, is how civil it was. Yeah. And how different it seemed than, you know, you think back 8 to 10 years, almost all of the debates were like that. I thought it was kind of refreshing in a way that both of those candidates conducted themselves civilly. A lot of clash. I don't think there was a clear winner in the debate, but I do think that Vance overperformed the expectations of him in that forum.
Yeah, it was like a heavy dose of Minnesota nice.
Yeah.
The whole debate.
It really was, and you know, it was boring to a certain extent. But it was nice to see two people behave properly. I think they both advocated their positions effectively. Yeah, of course they're going to try to tie everything that's happened during the Biden administration to Kamala Harris. Why wouldn't they? It cuts both ways. There's many positive aspects that Kamala Harris can point to and show. And at the same time, there's no doubt that people have concerns about the economy, et cetera, regardless of whether or how positive the numbers are. So I mean, this election, we're a broken record. It's just going to come down to turnout. I don't know who we're persuading anymore. I really would like to meet a persuadable voter because I'd like to see if they have a pulse.
It's the latest controversy or conspiracy that I'm seeing on social media now is that Hurricane Helene is not a natural disaster, but was purposely inflicted somehow on red states to hurt Donald Trump. I don't know how that would work. But that said, I have been wondering, with the devastation across a number of southern states, how is that going to impact the election? Because any polling places have been wiped away. People are homeless. People are gone. I haven't really heard any political people talk about what that's going to mean.
Well, that will all be a state function, and I don't think that they've gotten to that part yet, right? They're still on life-saving, et cetera. As it relates to the conspiracy theories, boy, what an exhausting life this must be to constantly be buying into different narratives. You know, later in our show, John and I are going to talk about one that's been perpetuated out there right now that he and I continue to encounter. So I just don't get the whole conspiracy theory thing, and it just seems like it'd be exhausting.
Yeah, the state's going to have to, particularly North Carolina, who's just been ravished here, and it's a competitive state, I suspect that you'll see an increased mail-in voting effort established there through the legislature, perhaps. I don't know how they would have to go about enacting something, but they're going to have to make some accommodation to pull this election off, and it'll be interesting. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.